With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Experience the difference at Wayville and Southern Mitsubishi.
Welcome to the Weekend Preview with Bix and Walshy on SENSA.
Can't believe that we're heading into round six of the 2024 AFL season, and Mark Bickley, as we look forward to a lot of football, I should say as well, shout out to Tim Dillon and the whole team at Wayville and Southern Mitsubishi. Not only are they sponsors of Izzy Ball Ace, and that name Ball Ace probably will come up when we talk about the Crows Essendon, but also I picked up my new Triton last week, big blue thing. It's amazing. Like, it is first class. The screen inside feels like you're at the IMAX.
It's that big.
It's incredible. Seat warmers, perfect for this time of the year, and there's lots of room in the back to put whatever you want in.
Yep.
Your family.
I saw you put your daughter in there.
Oh, she's still in there. So I've got to go get her out later on. Yeah. Let's talk about the Crows preparing to take on Essendon Friday night football. A few forced changes, you would think. Where's your head at with this?
Well, yes, two forced changes. The club have come out and said that Jordan Butts' hamstring is no good. That's a worry, because that seems to be a continuing saga so far this year. So he goes out. We know that Matt Crouch is out suspended. So there's two changes. And then there's a couple of other guys, you know, Ned McHenry didn't really have a great game either. So I'm wondering where his sort of position stands. So the players that come in, I think James Ball, as you mentioned that, he comes in for Jordan Butts. I think there's enough matchups for him. He was probably the best of that size defender in the Sandford. I know that Dan Curtin had a fair bit of footy. There was a fair bit of footy in the back lines for Adelaide against Central Districts. They copped a bit of a whack in the Sandfall. So I still think they'll go with Ball Ace in front of Curtin at this stage. I think the way that Berry performed when he comes on, he's the obvious replacement for Matt Crouch. I think Luke Pedler, I think there's too much talent in his game for him to be in the Sandfall for too much longer. Unless, of course, they want him to play a lot of game time. I just don't know if they bring him in and play him as the sub and he sits on the bench for three quarters, whether that's great for his footy. So whether they maybe bring him into the side and maybe Ned McHenry pushes out as the sub again, we've seen him have some success in that role.
We caught up with Braden Cook to preview the match against Essendon earlier this week. Yeah, Bix, I wanted to first of all get an insight into how you're feeling about our next guest, because I tell you what, you talk about Braden Cook more than you talk about your wife. You have an aggressive man crush on him. I also once overheard you in the SEN kitchen say, I wish he was my son. It's an unbelievable love you have for Braden Cook. Because we say, good morning, Braden. How awkward's that?
Nah, not awkward at all, Walshy.
Hey, Cookie, good to have you on. It's more so I love what you do on the footy field. You've got a unique set of talents that is in a short supply at Adelaide. And I'm just wrapped you've got the opportunity to have another crack at it after just playing one game last year. How are you feeling about being back in the side for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, loving it. Obviously didn't get the result we wanted last week. But, yeah, to back it up like we did this week is pretty special. And, yeah, just obviously it's what we're here for, to play AFL footy. So I'm loving it at the moment.
You played on Blake Akers for a fair bit of the game on the weekend. You're playing up on the wing. It's such a demanding position. You've got to work back in defence and you're trying to get forward and exploit any opposition sort of if they don't follow you down. What did you learn playing on someone like Akers, who's, you know, one of the best wingmen in the competition?
Yeah, I mean, you've always got to be switched on. Like, I'll be running back to defend and, yeah, he just somehow gets dangerous. So, yeah, you've always got to be switched on and almost, have an eye on the footy and an eye on him as well.
What's the feedback been from the coaching staff since coming back in over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, pretty positive. Now I think it's just about getting comfortable with the level. Like, it's obviously a massive step up from Sandfall. So, yeah, just to get a bit of confidence and back myself in and hopefully get a bit more of the footy and, yeah, keep winning, to be honest, be good.
Brayden, can we talk about the role of the sub? Have you been a sub before at the level?
Twice, I believe.
So what's that like mentally? I was fascinated hearing a couple of the experts on the TV shows last night speak about the mentality that you have to have as a sub, where you have to be at the ready, not knowing if you're actually going to make your way onto the field or not, and you have to have a genuine impact. Can you talk us through that process?
Yeah, it's pretty different. Like, you got to be switched on at any moment. Something could happen. But, like, even if you sat on the bench, and, like, most of them only come on in the last quarter. So that's three quarters of being sat on a bench, like, high intensity, blood flowing. Like, yeah, it's hard to kind of take a breath and stay calm because you feel like you've been almost in the game for the last three quarters. So it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely not easy. And to do what Sam Berry did on the weekend is, yeah, crazy.
Well, the other thing I noticed from that as well, and especially at Adelaide Oval, that if you're the sub, you're going through the full warm-up with the team, but then you don't get to do any kind of warm-up until halftime, where you might get 3 or 4 minutes before the Oz kickers are out there. So to keep up that consistency and, I guess, preparation, it must be challenging.
Yeah, definitely is. Like, we do the whole warm-up at the start, then you might get a little run around at quarter time, and then halftime again, and then three-quarter time. So, yeah, it's definitely draining.
Sam Berry came on, 9 touches, 4 score involvements, of course, kicked the winning goal, which was fantastic. I'm interested in the mindset going into this game because there was a lot of negativity around Adelaide, whether it be they don't have the talent, they don't have the right players, they're 0-4, they haven't handled the expectation. It seemed like most of the contact I'd had with the players, you were pretty positive and you felt like you're on the right track and you just had to continue to improve on some of the smaller things, including the entries inside forward 50. Did you feel that confidence that it was going to turn around?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we've always had belief in how good we are. We just hadn't played the way we'd like to the first pretty much 4 games. So we showed a little bit against Melbourne, but, yeah, we're starting to look a lot more like ourselves. And, yeah, they're very pleasing, but we can definitely still get better.
The draw this year's given you the opportunity to play a few Thursday night games, one Friday night game already. You get another chance to be on the national stage again. You haven't really acquitted yourself all that well in these big games. This is another really good opportunity against a quality side like the Bombers this week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're really excited by that. Like, these fixtures are, yeah, something that we haven't had in the last few years. So the boys are just embracing it and, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And I guess a chance to get some momentum if you're able to have a win this week, you can start to rebuild what has been a problematic start to the year. But by all means, the year's not over.
Nah, definitely not. There was definitely no need to hit any panic buttons. But hopefully that win last week can kickstart our season, and yeah, we can just flow off that.
Brayden, a couple of questions to finish off with. We know that you're a big NBA fan, and Mark Bickley is a huge NBA fan. He once called the Denver Nuggets the Denver Broncos, and he jumped on with Nikola Jokic last year, and I haven't heard any NBA updates from Bix this season. So the Oklahoma City Thunder finished top of the West. The East is going to be fascinating. Who's your pick for the NBA championship, please, and why?
Oh, Walshy. Honestly, I'm more of a, like, soccer, football fan myself. Mm. I keep up with the NBA a little bit. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'm pretty useless in this space, sorry.
Now, this is it's an intentional stitch-up because I know for a fact there's a player profile of Brayden Cook on the Adelaide Crows website, which is all the wrong information about Brayden Cook. So it says he's a diehard NBA fan, and I wanted to put you to the test there because did someone fill that out for you? Because some of the other things it says is you want to be a personal trainer. It talks about you going to Amy Stadium and remembering nothing apart from the Raw. Who fills out this stuff?
I have no idea. That would have been almost before I got drafted. So, yeah, I'm not sure where the NBA parts come from. I have the qualifications to be a personal trainer, so that is true. But, yeah, they've stitched up there. I would never talk basketball with someone as knowledgeable as you, Oshie. I don't want to stuff up.
Well, the other question, and Bix, you can throw it at him. It's nickname related.
Yes. Do you have a nickname? Because Jared Walsh is trying to get you called the chef. Surely someone's called you that before.
Yeah, Nixie does love Chef. I think he kick-started that when I first rocked up. So, yeah.
Well, there we go. We're going to use that from now on.
It's going to be awesome. Well done, mate. It's great to have you back in the team. And also, you get to do it under lights again at Adelaide Oval, which is fantastic. It's an opportunity in front of these incredible fans for you and to get the win in front of your fans to, I guess, show a bit of love to them for the support they've given you. It would be fantastic for Adelaide to really get the season back on track. So, Brady, thanks for your time on SEN.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
I love that stuff because I reckon these players, just even with the AFL record, they just get someone to fill it out for them and none of it's true.
Well, generally it's left, you know, somewhere near your locker and someone sees it and fills it out and hands it in. But look, you know, like I said, I'm an unabashed Braden Cook fan and he's got some areas of his game that he needs to work on. He had a missed tackle on the weekend that cost them a goal, which he'd love to have back. And there's some of the little things. If he improves that, the other stuff is very, very good. The disposal, the his size, his ability to step. I think he's got some real talent.
Well, it's interesting because the other part of this questionnaire, after he said he hates the NBA, number 9 on the get to know Braden Cook, where would you like to travel? I'd like to travel to the United States once it returns to normality. I hope one day I can make the trip across to watch NBA. And Bix, who's your tip? Crows or Essendon?
I'm going with the Crows at home.
Ooh, not bad. You can experience the difference at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi.
Experience the difference at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi.
Welcome to the Weekend Preview with Bix and Walshy on SENSA.
Now, if you need a service, Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi service, all makes and models, book today. Mark Bickley, the Port Adelaide Football Club, head to the MCG to face Collingwood. Again, there are some force changes and a question mark over two players. Travis Boak, will he find his way back into the side? And Brandon Zirk-Thatcher, who looked very, very proppy at the game on Saturday night, but from all reports, he's doing okay on the training track. I reckon it's still a watch this space. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I saw him cannon into the back of one of the Fremantle players. Tried to spoil him. Might have been Jai Amos, I think it was. And it looked as if it sort of hurt his shoulder.
And he almost started coming off the field and then came back on.
And then there was another moment about 3 or 4 minutes later where he tackled someone, he is on the ground and he's rolling around sort of feeling that shoulder again. So it's clearly what often happens during a footy season. You get knocks and bumps on certain parts of your body and they tend to be okay for a while until you go through that process again where you lift your arm up and someone sort of hyperextends it or pushes it back or... So this is something he will probably get strapped up and play with, but it'll be ongoing for him, you would think.
Okay, so selection-wise, I need to ask you, because Jordan Sweet was outstanding in the Sandful again. Is this the game he potentially plays and makes his debut at the MCG for the Power?
Well, I think there's a huge chance. When you look at Mason Cox and Darcy Cameron for Collingwood, and we know how important the midfield is. Port Adelaide got a bit of a touch-up, particularly at centre bounce last week. It was 13-6 out of the centre bounce. You don't want to do that against Collingwood at the MCG. So I'm not sure. I didn't see as much of that game and watch it in as much depth as others. And so I'm not sure if we're saying that Ivan Soldo was part of the reason why they didn't win the centre bounce or whether it was just the midfielders from Freo were better at it. So I'm sure Port would have dissected that, but I'm not sure sending Ollie Wines as the second ruck against someone like a Mason Cox is going to be suitable. So either you use Charlie Dixon as your second ruck or you bring in Jordan Sweet.
You can experience the difference at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. We caught up with Sam Powell-Pepper, part of the leadership group at Port Adelaide, and his thoughts on not only his form this season, what it's like being back, and how they're going to tackle the Pies. Sam Powell-Pepper, good morning to you, SPP. Welcome back. I'm sure it was great to be at Adelaide Oval with a win on Saturday.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me. It was good. Good to be back, and the body's definitely feeling it. So, it's good.
It did seem to go quick for us. How did it go for you? 4 weeks is a long time in football terms. No doubt you're glad to be back. Did it move through pretty quick, or was it feel like forever?
Nah, I thought it would go quick, but it actually went pretty slow. So it was, 2 or 3 weeks before the season actually started. So all up 6-7 weeks. So no match play, no sample. So yeah, the body was took a while to get used to it. After the first quarter, I think I was moving pretty well. So yeah, it's good.
So what happens there, Sam? Do you gas out after the first quarter? Because no matter how much training you do and how much match simulation, nothing can replicate an opposition that you don't spend every day with. So did you really start feeling it early on and had to work your way into the game, and especially your body and fatigue?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really emulate playing four quarters of footy. So I've done a lot of running sessions, a lot of training, change of direction. But yeah, like you said, you can't really prepare for an opposition team. And after the first 10 minutes, my lungs were pretty done by then. But I think as the game went on, my body came into it pretty nicely. But I think I'll be better for it this week.
Tell us about the match, because we look at Fremantle and every week it's just a real slog. What do they do that makes them so hard to play against and hard to score against?
Yeah, they're a very good defensive team, and they work well together. All three lines, they all buy into that team defense, and we knew it was going to be a sluggish game and a hard fought game. So that's what they gave us, and we were happy to come away with the win.
We've been really impressed with the new recruits at the football club, Ivan Soldo, Asava Radigalia, and Brandon Zirk-Thatcher. We did see, though, Brandon held onto his shoulder towards the end of that match. He seemed okay at the end of the game, but how's he been over the past couple of days at the club?
Yeah, he's been good spirits. You know, he's a tough defender, so he's going to get hurt a couple of times throughout the year. But he pulled up nicely, and, yeah, like you said, the new recruits, they've been amazing this year, and I really love playing with them, and they're really good people as well. So, yeah, they're all flying at the moment, and I think Satch will be ready to go this week.
MCG this week is a Saturday afternoon game, traditional time slot. You're playing one of the AFL powerhouses. You're in great form. How much do you look forward to getting to the G? You know, it's a bit of a luxury because Port Adelaide don't get sort of fixtured there that often. So is it a highlight for you?
Yeah, like you said, that's where you want to play footy, at the MCG, and we know Collingwood. They won the premiership last year, so they're not going to be an easy team to beat. And I feel like us as a team, we play pretty well at the MCG. So we're really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a very good game.
Sam, we got to ask about Zach Butters. There's been so much debate this week, the week before that about the tribunal. You were someone who was suspended for 4 weeks. I wanted to ask you about the messaging from Ken and the coaching staff in regards to how aggressive you attacked the football. We saw the way that Zach attacked the football against the Dockers on the weekend. What's the messaging now, knowing there's a fair bit of inconsistency when it comes to what could result in a suspension or not?
Yeah, we do a fair bit of training over pre-season, and we watch a lot of vision as well. So we don't want to shy away from a contest, but mainly just keeping your eye on the ball and not kind of leading with your head. So it was a bit it's a bit uncertain at the moment. You know, it's a bit of inconsistency, I think. But I think it was the right decision with Butsy.
I guess the next part of the question is around, you know, you're such an aggressive style of player, and that's one of the great attributes you bring. Have you, in your head, do you have to temper that slightly, or has anyone at the footy club said, you know, like, how do we just try and minimise what may have happened against Mark Keane so that you can be out there every week? How do you approach that? Because it looked really instinctive the way you went to that footy. You didn't think a whole lot about it, but now with the changing elements of the game, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you got to think about how hard you come into a contest these days. And, you know, since I was when I first started playing footy, I've always played the same way, just going in hard. And but, yeah, you got to kind of think these days, and you got to be cautious of how you enter a contest now. But I think a lot of people know what's right and what's wrong. So just being careful, protecting the head, and but you don't really want to see people pulling out of contests. You know, that's why we love watching footy, people hitting packs hard and bouncing back up. So, yeah, I think it's I think, yeah, it's a fine line.
We had a text coming through, 0427154166, that wanted to know your GPS and some of the other small forwards, the tackling forwards, what the GPS numbers kind of look like, how far you are running in a game approximately.
Yeah, so we're on par with probably the midfielders. You know, we do probably 12 plus k's a game, but you'd see the high forwards with a bit more sprint distance. So we've got to get up and back and put some pressure on. So we're pretty cooked at the end of games, but yeah, we love it.
Speaking of the forwards, I wanted to ask about Mitch Georgiadis because his return has been outstanding. Everybody's happy to see him fighting fit and kicking goals. But there was a moment at the end of the game where he tried to take a hanger and then Charlie Dixon intercepted that and took the mark and kicked the goal. Now, knowing Mitch and that he's a bit of a pest, he would have been happy the team won but disappointed he didn't get that grab. Is that an accurate comment, Sam Palpepper?
Yeah. Yeah, mate, you're correct there. I reckon he would have been pretty filthy. He didn't mark it. But it actually happened a couple of times that game, so that's why I'm laughing, because he jumped up a couple of times and Dicko's actually come through and marked it.
No, he threatens to take
mark
of the year.
I think it's a little shepherding thing he's doing. Hey?
I said he threatens to take mark of the year every week, Mitch.
Yeah, he does. I think we're going to get ready for one this weekend.
Let's hope so. Hey, Sam, great to see you back out there. I think Port fans love your energy, your attack on the footy, and you're going to be a very important player for them this year. Enjoy the MCG this week.
Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate it.
Sam Palpepper joining us there on SENSA. It is another challenge for the team because Collingwood play a different kind of game style, and they've had a breather as well. So they're pretty fresh, the Pies, heading back to the MCG.
Just looked at the odds. Collingwood start comfortable favourites in this match, I guess because it's played at the MCG. But it's a really good measuring stick for Port Adelaide. Did enough to beat Melbourne in terms of winning some of the statistical sort of battles, but just didn't put it on the scoreboard. Melbourne was so much more efficient. Get an opportunity to play another one of the sort of big, highly rated teams in the AFL. Can they do that better this time around and get a win on the MCG, which would be a great experience in front of them? I reckon 60,000 to 70,000, you would think.
Big, who's your tip, Port Adelaide or Collingwood?
Oh, I think this is a really even game. I'm only going Collingwood because it is at the MCG and that's their home ground.
If you need a service, Waverley and Southern Mitsubishi Service, all makes and models, book today. Enjoy the weekend of footy. Round 6 is here. And don't forget to listen to it on SEN.